Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful morning. We had a lot of rain last night. And a great day for Father's Day. So we hope that you're able to give your dad a call. Wish him a happy Father's Day. And I was reading an interesting article in the paper that today is the busiest day on for the phone company for phone calls made reverse the charges. You call your dad, reverse the charges, and make him pay for the call. But there are more reverse charge phone calls made today than any time of the year. Well, the weather's getting good, and as the weather gets better and the gardens begin to grow, the insects begin to appear in our garden. And I thought I would ask Ken Kukurowski to join us this morning and tell us about some of the most prevalent and destructive insects that are beginning to appear in our garden or are coming, so that you can be aware of it. You can look for them, and you'll know what to do when they arrive. Ken, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and happy Father's Day to you also.
Happy Father's Day, Ken. Well, the weather's getting good, and I've been noticing in my vegetable garden and also in my perennial beds a little bug called a striped cucumber beetle. Can you give us some information about them?
Oh, yeah. Striped cucumber beetle is a big problem in the Midwest. It's called a corn rootworm, and it causes a lot of damage to corn in the Midwest by the larval stage eating the roots of corn and causing the corn to lodge. But the problem that we have here is that the adult feeds on the leaves, the adult feeds on the blooms, and if that's not bad enough, the adult of the striped cucumber beetle and also the spotted cucumber beetle, those two transmit a bacterial wilt disease that'll kill your cucurbit, you know, whether it's a melon or a watermelon or a cucumber plant. So these pests need to be controlled so that you can, of course, keep them from feeding on your flowers and causing them to abort, feeding on the leaves and causing a problem from overt feeding, or transmitting this Erwinia bacteria wilt disease. The best thing that people can do for this is to scout carefully and only spray the parts of the cucumber that don't have flowers. Or another thing that I found that works, if you only have a few cucumbers in your garden, because cucumbers are so prolific, is if you only have a few flowers and you still have beetles there, to pinch off the flowers, spray the plant, and let the plant produce more flowers, and the insects are controlled. But this is one pest that you really have to take care of.
Yeah, I've been noticing them in my perennial bed, and they've been mating like crazy, and they've been chewing all kinds of holes. And my cucumbers are not very big at this point, and they've been on them. It looks like I took a shotgun and just shot it at my plant, and it's been on some of the perennials at the same time. Now, what is the best product would you suggest to use?
Well, there's a lot of different sprays that you can use. This year, we brought out a new product called Vegetable and Garden Insect Spray, which contains cyfluthrin, which is an advanced pyrethroid. Pyrethroids are very good at controlling leaf-feeding pests. They work very fast. They have about 2 weeks residual. Pyrethroids are programmed to break down in UV, in ultraviolet light after about 2 weeks. So none of the pyrethroids, everybody's brand works the same in that they all break down because they're programmed to do that. But we've been very, very pleased with the vegetable and garden insect spray that we came out with. Cyclothrin is a very good active ingredient, and it controls a wide variety of pests, not just the two that we're mentioning here, the striped and spotted cucumber beetles, but a lot of other sucking pests and a lot of other chewing pests, a lot of caterpillars. It does a very good job.
Now, the other insect that I'm beginning to find, I saw some on my flowering trees, and they're all over my roses, is the rose chafer, and they're eating everything.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the bad thing about the rose chafer is it's, if anything, it's a some kind of a pest that announces the Japanese beetles are close behind, because it kind of occurs a little bit before a Japanese beetle. Well, it's in the same group with the Japanese beetle. It's in the family Scarabaeid. These beetles that form a C-shaped white or clear larvae that live in the ground and feed on roots and organic matter. Although most of the entomologists have a very difficult time finding these larvae that occur in the ground. But the adult definitely loves to feed on the leaves of a lot of different plants, and they also like to go to flowers as well. This one, too, is controlled by a lot of different products, a lot of different rose products. And, you know, we have a litany of rose products that will keep this one under control. The drench products that Bayer came out with a few years ago, all-in-one rose and flower care, work very, very well on controlling this particular pest. Two-in-one rose and flower care. Another one that we probably should mention is that now with maybe not with last night's rains, but now that the summer has been so blistering hot, products that contain miticides like our 3-in-1 insect disease and mite are also good at controlling rose chafer and mites, because we have to worry about mites if we have an extended period of time, which could only be a week, of hot, dry weather, the mites can take over so many of our plants. So we have to make sure that we're scouting for them and keeping them under control. But all these different products do work very well on rose chafer and mites, but we have to get out there and scout for it first.
What should people look for mite damage? Will it be noticeable?
Well, first of all, mites are probably going to be on the underside of the leaf. There's only a couple of mites. I think there's an oak mite that forms on the top side of the leaf. But most of the mites that we're going to be dealing with, the European red mite or the two-spotted spider mite, are going to be on the underside of the leaf. And the first thing that you're going to see, if you don't turn the leaf over, is a stippling. So that if the leaf is usually a solid green, you're going to start seeing yellow spots, yellow mottling, chlorosis, or even white spots. When you turn the leaf over, and they're microscopic. It's like the period on a sentence on print. They're very, very small. You might have to get a hand lens out, but you know, there's a couple things that you can do. You can water the plant very carefully from the underside and wash away a lot of mites this way. Then you can also use miticides that have been developed specifically for the perennial or for the vegetable that you're using that'll control these mites.
So just if you're noticing some discoloration, now will you see webbing at all early on, Ken?
No, not early on. Webbing is when you have a, you know, five-alarm fire of mites on your plant. And by that point, the plant is probably going to be bronzed. It's going to look like it has been torched. That is when it's out of control. And that's what you want to prevent, because besides the fact that your plant will be probably ruined, all the plants around will probably be infested with mites as well. You want to get to a situation where that does not happen.
Okay. So for somebody that's growing roses for the first time, they should use something like a 3-in-1 disease and mite product that they can work into the soil or spray directly onto the plant?
No, our 3-in-1 insect disease and mite is a spray. What I would recommend for the first timer, the first time rose enthusiast, is to use our all-in-one rose and flower care, which is the drench product, which controls a wide variety of pests and takes care of the diseases. We didn't talk about them, but you always have to worry about them because black spot can kill roses very, very fast as well. But then watch the plant, because if you do see mites on the plant, then you have to spray with something like 3-in-1 insect disease and mite. So we're talking about two different products, two different uses, and two different times. But the one thing that's still the most important is you have to watch the roses. I mean, you should be out there watching the roses anyways. You want to pick the roses and bring them inside and impress your significant other.
Right, exactly. Ken, can you hold on a second? We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want you to tell us a little bit about Japanese beetles and what we should be expecting this year and what we can do that will take care of the Japanese beetles.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advanced Company about some of the insects that are here and are will be here very, very shortly. And Ken, when we were talking the other day, you were telling us that you have a foolproof tip that will help to control Japanese beetles on your roses. What is it?
Well, the foolproof tip is to help from terrorizing yourself by the beetles. What I do, Paul, because we can't really do anything about the adult beetles. If you religiously take care of the grubs in your property, but the neighbor doesn't, they will emerge from the neighbor's property and be on your roses. You have to deadhead your roses as much as possible, which means pick the roses and bring them inside. But then what I do with those roses, I put them in water and keep them in the refrigerator at night. And Betsy gets to enjoy them for a week, maybe even longer than that. And then what that also does is it permits me, when I've deadheaded the roses, it permits me to just have nice buds and not many open rose flowers. And that's when I put an extra spray on to try to keep the Jap beetles, you know, to kill them so that they don't, terrorize the rest of my flowers. But this idea of keeping the flowers picked, bringing them inside, sharing them with your wife, sharing them with your colleagues at work or friends, does a really good job of keeping you from tearing your hair out, because, you know, there's just millions of them. And by the way, Paul, they're here in North Carolina now. They're out on my roses right now. I have to deadhead roses this afternoon and do exactly for my roses what I'm telling you that your listeners could do to help keep their sanity when this pest shows up.
So the Japanese beetle is attracted to your rose more by the flower. So if you can pick the flowers, bring them inside so that you can enjoy them,
yes,
you'll have less beetle damage on your rose plant.
Yes, in fact, if the listeners, you know, pay attention to those bag of bug kind of products that are out there, it's a sex scent for attracting males, and it's a floral scent. And I don't recommend using those, because those things bring more beetles into an area and cause a problem down the road. But if you were to look at the active ingredients, it's a floral scent and a sex scent. And the beetle is looking for that floral scent for feeding.
Okay, so if you have roses in your garden, pick the roses, bring them in the house, and you're probably going to have fewer beetles in your yard. Now, for people that want to protect the roses, what's the best way to treat all of their plants that the Japanese beetles are going to be attacking, because they eat more than just roses?
Well, we're going to have to take this as a serious approach. The plants that you have that you know are attacked by Japanese beetles, you can use products like our tree and shrub drenches, our all-in-one rose and flower drenches. They do a very good job of controlling most of the Japanese beetles. You can also use our sprays, like our ready-to-use rose and flower spray or this 3-in-1 insect disease and mite spray. But during this period of the season, for the next maybe month or 2 months, you're probably going to have to go make sure that the drenches are applied ahead of the beetles showing up. And I'm telling you right now, they're here in North Carolina, so they will, they're probably following your rolling rally that you had in Boston yesterday, getting up to New England. And they will be there soon. So using the drenches now to be preventively taking care of a Japanese beetle and other pests will be good advice. But then scouting and watching and using the spray appropriately. Now, never spray any open flowers. Pick the flower first, put it in water. You know, keep it in the refrigerator at night because they last a lot longer. Nobody's going to be there to enjoy the flowers at the nighttime anyway, so leave it in the fridge. It'll keep better, and you'll be able to enjoy it when you're there in the room.
So the thing that we want to stress is, if you can put a systemic product on your plants now, it will have time to get into your roses, into your perennials, so that when the beetles arrive, your plants will be ready for it.
Absolutely.
Do that, and you'll have less of a problem in your garden. Ken, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and you have a wonderful Father's Day.
Thank you.
Our phone number, thank you, Ken. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd. So act now and buy 3 to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy 3 and get one free, call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
He isn't much. In the eyes of the world, he'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world, but he is the world to me. My dad, now here is a man to me is everything strong. No, he can't do wrong, my dad. My dad, now he understands.
And my heart would burst
love him so. And I only hope that someday my own son will say, my dad, now here is a man.
Well, happy Father's Day to all you dads listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. That was from the Donna Reed Show, 1962, Paul Peterson. It is Father's Day, so remember to call your dad and wish him his special day. Only one day a year should have a lot more than that for all that he does for you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we have George from Cape Cod with a question about weed control.
George from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
This is great in yourself, George.
Hey, thanks for the songs. They were wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say that I got this weed that you described that you told us to have a bagger whenever you're cutting the lawn to make sure you don't distribute it throughout the area. And it's low profile. It has a red flower. It's a creeper. I wanted to know if I use the weed control, weed killer, or kills all.
Okay. Kills all will kill everything. So kills all is a product similar to Roundup. And if you apply that to your lawn, you're going to kill the grass also. Hence the name, kills all. So what you need is a broadleaf weed control. Now, what I like to do, George, is if the weed is not over the entire lawn, what I would do is to either mix a product like Weed Be Gone Max or Weed Beater Ultra in either a pump applicator or in a bottle sprayer, and then you can treat just that particular weed. If you use a weed and feed product that you would put down with your spreader, you'll have to do the entire yard. So to apply less weed killers, less pesticides to your lawn, you can spot treat. And a day like today is perfect. There's no rain in the forecast. The sky is blue. It's going to warm up. And if you could apply a selective product like a weed and feed in either a pump applicator or a bottle sprayer that you attach to the hose, you can target just those particular areas. And if you have pets, dogs or cats, apply it now. The sun will dry it relatively fast, and once the grass is air dried, then you can bring your animals out into the lawn and it won't be a problem. You just want to be safe. So you apply it, you let it air dry, and then the dogs and cats are free to roam. But something like Weed Beater Ultra or Weed Be Gone Max will be very, very effective. Now, some of the weeds, Ajuga, ground ivy, your violets are very, very tough, and they have a very fibrous root system. And sometimes you do need a second application. And if you see that this plant in your lawn is really well established, I would go back a week to 10 days from when you apply it and give it a second application just to be on the safe side, because some of these weeds are very, very strong. They have a large root system. The first application will probably kill 50% or more, but the second application on these stronger weeds will knock them out. Dandelions, one application, they're gone. Chickweed, one application, they're gone. Clover, on the other hand, will take two. So
if it's very aggressive, it's very thick and very noticeable, I would suggest doing it twice just to make sure that you control it and it doesn't become a problem to really choke out the rest of your lawn. And George, you have a great Father's Day. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have a question from Julian from Plymouth about oriental grass.
Julian, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Happy Father's Day to you.
And happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Well, I got two issues. I have a ornamental grass. I think it's a zebra grass that's performed extremely well. I planted it 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and this season it's really not doing well at all. The shoots aren't as numerous, and the leaves are like being eaten away. There's not really holes, but it's just like someone started biting it, and it's just the strands are left. And the other issue, I have a walking stick tree, and it's burgundy in color, and I'm getting some shoots that are very high, about 8-9 feet, that are green and straight. And I was going to cut them, but I didn't know if it was going to convert to another color or something.
Okay. On those, on that new growth that's growing straight, those I would remove from the plant because a walking stick is a member of the filbert family. And it's called a sport. And the sport is something unusual that the plant did all by itself. Something very, very unique. And the man or the woman who found it cut it from the plant and created a brand new, unique plant. And what has happened is the plant is trying to revert back to where it originally came from. And if you don't remove the branches that are not growing like a corkscrew, it will change over. So what you need to do is to go out on a yearly basis, and anything that doesn't grow the same color or has that unique corkscrew growth should be removed because the original is stronger. A good example is our plant called Euonymus Gold and Euonymus Emerald Green with the variegated foliage. That is a sport. It's something that developed on their common green Euonymus. And it was actually developed or found in Ipswich, Massachusetts at a nursery called Corliss Brothers. And they found it in their fields coming out of a pure green Euonymus. They took cuttings, they rooted it, and we have today the Euonymus Gold and the Euonymus Gaiety. And every now and then, if you have that plant, you'll see a little green shoot develop from it. If you don't remove it, the green will overpower that variegated, and you'll lose that plant. So on your walking stick, anything that doesn't look like it should, take it right off the plant because it will take it over. Okay? And then a good feeding to help stimulate some new growth, and that plant will come right back. On your ornamental grasses, you probably had some winter damage to it. So what I would do is get a product like Plant Tone Fertilizer, a good slow-release organic fertilizer, or the Dr. Earth Tree and Shrub Fertilizer with the probiotics, with all the mycorrhiza, and I would feed those plants with that now. And then in the late summer, early fall, you can divide that, or you can wait until the following spring. And because what probably happened is a portion of the plant died out. And if you allow the dead portion to remain, you could have additional dieback. So if you see right now that one half of your plant has died,
take a good sharp knife, something that's not going to be used on a regular basis in your kitchen, but if you've got a good sharp cutting tool, you can use a garden spade. If you could remove any of the damaged portion of your ornamental grasses and then a good fertilizer, it will come right back for you. But try and get rid of anything that doesn't look good at this time. Great question. Thank you. And happy Father's Day to you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Karen from Maine with a question about some little white spots on the bottom of her leaves.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
I have a problem that I've never had before with some perennials that have been there for many, many years. And all of a sudden, this week, I noticed it looks like somebody took a can of shaving cream and put a little blip here and a little blip there and a little blip here right at the juncture of the leaf and the stem. And, I mean, it looks like, is there such a thing as a spittle bug? Or,
yep.
I mean, I just don't know what it is because I've never dealt with it before.
Yeah, what it is, and you hit the nail on the head, Karen, it is called spittle bug. And it looks like spit on your perennials, and you'll see it also see it on roses. And what it is, it's a small insect about a quarter of an inch. It's in the grasshopper family, and it blows bubbles when we have a lot of moisture as a way to protect itself, and it lives in that bubble while it's feeding on your plant. Take the hose, blow it right off, or you can use a common insecticide like Garden 8, and that will take care of it. But it is spittle bug.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
I can't help.
To introduce the innovative herbicide Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds. Kill them all.
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soldier, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Brian from New Hampshire with a question about his apple trees.
Brian, good morning. Welcome to the Gun Club, and happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you, Paul. First of all, our fruit tree, we treat them organically, and I sprayed them in March with copper fungicide and dormant oil. But now my apples have developed what looks like to me maybe brown scab. They have spots, brown spots on the leaves, and the apples themselves have spots on them. So I don't know whether there's anything I can do at this point.
At this point, there really isn't too much you can do, but you can prevent it from getting worse. Part of the problem, Brian, this year was all of the rain that we had early on. And the only way that you could have stopped it would be, or prevented it, was to spray. But when you get 5 days in a row, 6 days in a row of rain, it makes it very, very difficult. So, what are you using for a fruit tree spray on your plants now?
Well, that's actually the question I had. I have some all-seasons oil, but I don't know whether I should be using that. And I also have some Dr. Earth, but I haven't been putting it on regularly.
Okay. If you want to have perfect fruit or close to perfect fruit, you need to set up a spray program, and you need to apply a fruit tree product to those trees every 2 weeks. So you start off spring and fall with all-season oil and either copper or sulfur spray. That will kill insects and diseases before they get a chance to get active in your garden. When the flowers begin to drop the petals, that's when you need to get active on your trees. And you need to use, if you want to stay natural, there's a product called Organocide.
It's made by a company in Florida. It was designed for the citrus industry. And this organocide will take care of insects and diseases organically. But you need to apply it every 2 weeks. Now, the exception is if you get into a period where you get, like we did this spring, 3, 4, 5 days of rain in a row, the rain will wash the product off the plant, so you need to reapply it. It may only be 4 days, but you need to reapply it. And this is what all of your commercial orchards do. They have a schedule every 2 weeks, unless you get heavy thunderstorms or you get into a period of rain day after day after day, because the rain will remove the product that protects the plant off of your plant. So you have to say to yourself, if I really want good apples or pears or peaches, I need to do it every 2 weeks. And if we're getting a lot of rain, it's going to wash off. I need to reapply it, even though it has not been 2 weeks. And if you do that, you'll be in good shape. So pick up some organocide. Again, it's all natural. It's all organic. And you can use it on strawberries, blueberries. You can use it on grapes. And you can even use it in the vegetable garden if you want to stay organic. And it will do insects and diseases all in one application. The other thing that will help your fruit trees right now is if you can feed them. A good application of a granular fertilizer. And all you need to do is take a crowbar and along the drip edge of your branches. So you walk out to the edge of your branches, make a hole with a crowbar about 6-7 inches deep, and make a series of holes all the way around the drip line. You need 1 pound of fertilizer per inch diameter of the trunk of the tree. Now, if you did this in the spring, you don't have to do it again. But when you get a fungus or a disease problem, a second application of a granular fertilizer will help the plant produce additional foliage and will help to make the apple or the fruit or berry a lot larger to make up for some of the problems on the face of your fruit or berry. So a little food and get a spring program together.